For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Thing I wanted to start with here is this Connecticut Sun in Boston. And, I know you lead with the Red Sox because it's they're on our air and so on and so forth. And I don't know what sort of guarantees or what the leases are or what have you, but the first thing that comes to mind is this where they're going?
Mm.
How can you not? And in terms of, like, if this is orchestrated, they got 19,000 people. They had stuff on the street. The fans were engaged. And here's the thing that got me. And the game was sloppy, but they won the game and they came from behind. The fans went away with exactly what they would have wanted, right? A come from behind win. It's against LA. There were a beat LA chance in the game, and the coach for the other team gets booted out of the game. I mean,
the former coach of the Sun, too.
Oh, come on. And here is, I'm just going to read you a couple of quotations from the players, and maybe we can get the sound. I don't know. 19,125 people. This is Dejanay Carrington, who I like.
She's great.
She's great. It felt great. It felt like what every night should feel like. Now, I'm just going to qualify this. Mohegan Sun does an incredible job.
Oh, yeah.
That place is a great place to see a game, and they draw very well relative to the WNBA. This is not me saying this is what I want to see or what should happen, okay? I want them here. I love the fact that we have this team here. I'm just telling you what people, the players and the coaches are saying, okay? That's quote number one. Coach Stephanie White, our team and our players, they deserve this, and they got an opportunity to experience it. We've experienced it sometimes on the road, but not 19,000 for a home game, and it was just a lot of fun. And Dejanay Carrington is the one who really, really, it's not that subtle, but, people didn't get here at halftime. They were here 2 hours before the game, excited, ready. I definitely hope this isn't the last time that there's a women's game here, especially for our team. Oh. Added Thomas, I've been in Connecticut for 11 years, and we have a great fan base there. But at the same time, you see the opportunity of what possibly could be. That's a quotation.
Mm.
Okay? That's not subtle.
Yeah, I honestly, when I first heard that they were going to go into TD Garden, and it wasn't against Caitlin Clark, or it wasn't against Angel Reese, or it wasn't against even Brianna Stewart, I was like, I don't know, selfishly, I was like, I hope this draws like 7,000, because if it draws like anything over 15, this is going to be trouble.
I would have assumed it would not have. They must have. There must have been some push. I would have assumed, and this is no disrespect, that there's no way this would sell out, right? I mean, if they had 12,000, it would have been a success.
Oh, yeah.
They got 19. They had Drew Holiday and Jason Tatum there. I mean, I'm sorry. Carrington again. All the sports teams here win championships, so hopefully that'll rub off on us and we can get one in October. I mean, there's no shortage of stuff like that after last night's game. And I'm not saying, I don't know. But when you draw 19,000 in Boston, there's stuff on the street, the players are drooling. Like, I can feel Dejanay Carrington drooling over that experience. And I wonder if it's part of a part of a plan. I just don't know. I mean,
that quote that she said, like, fans aren't showing up.
Is that a dig?
It is, but it's true. I mean, because
they come late.
Fans go to Michael Jordan's and they get a steak and they go gamble. And then they're we got tickets and this game's half over.
So I just want people to be mindful. It was a great experience and it's awesome. And again, like, we're really good friends with Mohegan Sun. Yeah. That place is awesome. I'm just giving you what the players and coaches said after last night's game.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.